laugh has been described as a chuckle.
Right.
Oh, the British guy, I know.
Yeah, yeah, you know, that one British guy. Well, there's a British teenager.
If you feel the need to read it, check it out from the library.
I don't
support your local. La la la.
Told the parents. No. And we are the bookies. Hey there, people of the interwebs. It's me, Brandon Noel. This one's a little different. Normally, if you're tuning in, the bookies is a monthly podcast where a group of friends sit down and we talk about the book of the month, or, you know, we review in depth one paperback novel. So if this is the first time listening to us, this ain't a normal episode. What this is an announcement, that, if you've listened to us, cause we've been doing this since 2016, some of us are self-published authors. Some of us are cartoonists, some of us are educators, most of us are educators, actually, now that I think about it. But, you know, the Bookies is a podcast that's been running since 2016. We're very proud, and we're going to keep going. If you've enjoyed some of our critiques, enjoyed some of the content, maybe you want to check out my newest book, Blood and Paint. This one is it's a coffee table art book. The Kickstarter just went live right now. Link below. It is, over the last 4 years, I have painted one WCW-themed painting a week for almost 2 years, or for almost 4 years. I have, at this point, over 150 paintings completed, and we're compiling them all into one big art book. This has been something that's been in the works for a very long time. Again, 4 years. Also, it's a retrospective history of WCW, because it's not just a collection of the paintings. It is me as a fan going through the history of WCW, basically talking about the things I loved of this company and the things, you know, that I really enjoyed as a kid watching WCW. Ric Flair versus Hogan, Hulk Hogan versus Sting, Lex Luger, you know, versus Kevin Nash, the introduction of Goldberg, you know, I'm running through the company's history, but I'm doing it not as an overall view, but through the perspective of a fan who was watching this happen live week to week. I don't claim to be a historian. This is just my recollection of things as a fan that happened, you know, 30 years ago at this point. The 90s was 30 years ago. Wow. So, again, I'm really proud of this book. I'm really proud of the work that went into it. I'm really proud of the collection of paintings that came out of this. If you enjoy our critiques, if you enjoy what we do, I would encourage you to check it out. You know, this is something, again, 4 years in the making. You know, 150 paintings, it's a lot. You do something once a week for 4 years, you get kind of good at it. And while I've enjoyed my time painting huge hunks of my childhood, it is time to kind of move on from WCW. But you know, I want to put everything together. I want to make this book that the pinnacle of all those paintings, of all that time and energy. Because if you ever saw any of my posts, you would know, like, each painting came out with a 2 to 3 paragraphs talking about that wrestler and how they meant to me and why I loved Raven and that kind of thing. So, you know, join us as we relive the 90s in the history of WCW, and why it was an amazing time, why the Monday Night War was so much fun. And again, this is a purely WCW perspective. This is a fan perspective. I hope you check out the book. Currently, we are on Kickstarter until from April 1st to the 30th. Kickstarter is a all or nothing platform. Either you make your funding or you don't. So I really could use the support. Even if you can't afford the book, it is a pricey book. It is the most expensive book I've ever produced. Because of the quality of the book, most of our books come in at $5 to $10. If you've ever bought one of our books before, this is an $80 coffee table book. So yes, I know that price point is pretty rough, but it's the cheapest I could do for the amount of pages. My alarm for the most pages that we did. And again, I want to thank you. Thank you for your support. Bookies will be coming back shortly. I just want you to know that this project means the world to me. And even if you can't afford the book, share the link. Let a friend know. Tell your wrestling buddy. It's WrestleMania weekend, you know. Just help me get the word out. With that said, I just want to say thank you. And I hope you do buy the book, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I have enjoyed making it. 4 years worth of work on any project is a lot of work. And so thank you for your time. Thank you for your consideration. And see you next week with a regular episode of The Bookies.